And now we move on from Tumas Begodim, Tumas Klei Or, and Tumas Shasi Ve'erev into our final Tumas Negayim, which is the Tuma of Batim. And so we know that a Bayit has got the same dinim in certain ways, in the idea of Yirak Rak or Adam Dam. You have to come and you have to tell a Kohen, you got to come to me because I can't bring my house. But Kanega Nireli Babayit, it looks to me like there's a Nega. And of course, we learn out from there that what this means is, even though you know darn well it's a Nega, the whole point is you're coming to the Kohen that he's the one that is capable of saying if something is a Nega, and you do not tell him, I've got a Nega. You say, look, something that might be a Nega, I need you to come and see it. Now, as Dr. Barry can tell you, if patients would do that today, it would be a much more pleasant world for doctors. But nowadays, patients walk in telling you what I've got. And then you're starting on the bottom. So, okay, in this case, the question that we want to first determine is, yeah, the next time, I know this is one of your favorite mesechets, Dr. Barry, for obvious reasons, for a dermatologist, one of your favorite sugyas, so this could be one of your favorite quotes, that Rashi, Kanega near Eli. You could even put it up on the wall in Hebrew just to get the idea across. You know. In any event, what types of houses, first we got to talk about what types of houses can become tameh. So kol ha-batim mitameim b'negaim, it doesn't really matter what the house is in terms of maybe it's a kid's house, maybe it's an old age home. It makes no difference unless it's a house that does not belong to a Jew. So since it says beferish in the Torah, ki tavor al eretz k'nan asher ani noten lachem la'achuzat, v'natati nega tzarat bebeit eretz achuzatchem. So then that means it needs to be something that is part of your achuza. And if it's not, then there's no din of negayim. Furthermore, what would be the din? If a Jew buys a house that had a nega already in it, and that nega was in the house while it was a nega, while it was a bayit that did not have a din of negayim. So then that nega should be looked at as if it suddenly has appeared. Yera'u batechila. So that means that if the Kohen had looked at the house before the guy bought it and said, gee, Joe, you're going to be in trouble over here. This house has got a nega in it. Maybe we should put it into Hezger right now. And then they close on the contract. 3 days later, it's got to start all over again. That doesn't count towards the Hezger. It was a nice idea, but it ain't any good. So now the Kohen's going to have to come back and look at it again. And fine. So that means that even the Hezger has to begin at the beginning. Now, the question is, what type of house? Forget about the ownership of the house. How about if it's a round house? Or how about if it's a triangular house by a tree gun? Those kind of things are actually not considered to be Roy Lenegoyim, as we'll see, because we're medayik from the pasuk that the din of the bayit is that it has to have twice kirot that are joined together, because it mentions the word kirot twice, bikirot habayit. And that teaches me that it actually needs to be a four-cornered house. And if it's round, not included. If it's only got two walls, not included. And so on. Triangular, not included. Now, what about a houseboat? A bayit habanui basvina. Or it's a bayit that's that little, what do they call that thing where the watchman's, he sits on top of the mast in that little tiny house. What would they call that in the old warships? My hornblower days are long gone, unfortunately. Crow's nest? Maybe that's the crow's nest? Yes, thank you. All right, so if it's a crow's nest, so it's built on the Askaria, or if it's a house that is built on a frame. So it's got these four walls that are coming out. Now, this is very, very common, because at least around here, because what people do is they build a mirpeset out, right? And then after, you know, the city notices the mirpeset, a year later they build walls on it, which was all against the zoning and so on. But that's the way that you end up building it. So now, if it was built on four other korot, and it's actually built on a frame, then it's not mitame bebeganim, because since it says bebeit eretz achuzatchem, we understand that the house has to be resting directly on eretz. So if it's on a ship, or it's on the mast of the ship, or it's a house that's hanging over the ground, but it itself is not on the ground, that is not considered to be a nega. Ve'im hayamiruba. Now, suppose you have a four-sided house, and it's not directly on the ground, it's actually supported by pillars on the side. And it's afilo al arba'a amudim. So then, since the weight of the house is directly on something that was built for that house, then that's considered to be the extension of the house, and it's built on the land, and therefore it actually fulfills the requirements of a house that is bebeit eretz achuzatchem. Now, we also are going to learn that a house is a house only where the walls actually have the ingredients that the Torah is going to speak about later on in what you need to do to the house when you actually scrape out the area of the nega. So the point is that you've got to have a proper kind of wall that uses stones, it uses clay, in other words, it uses some type of mixture of earth and water, and so on. Suppose you have a house where echad mitzudadav is mechupa mishayish. Suppose you have a perfectly normal home at the time, which is a stone home, concrete home, but it's surfaced over with these pretty tiles, maybe marble tiles, very, very common. And maybe that's only on one wall. Or maybe you've got a house which is made on sela, and one bilvanim, and one on ofar. Any of these houses where a side of the house is pure bedrock. So in other words, you simply built around one of those giant stones that are sticking out of the ground right next to Richie, right? You can imagine plenty of houses like that, Rich, where all those immense boulders that are still there from the early glaciers were deposited there. That's not called a house for nega. That's not a proper wall. Or if it's made out of bricks, or it's made out of just a pile of earth, none of that can be metame benegoyim, even if it's got three normal walls in addition to this wall. So what you need to have is basically three materials, and only then, in all the walls, that would be shayach to a nega. Now, the question is, suppose the house originally you made before you added the materials that are necessary, which we'll describe in a moment, is that then able to be tamei b'negayim, or do we say when it was built without the necessary materials, it can never become a nega? So, b'bayit shelo hayubo avanim ve'etzim ve'afar. As we're going to see, medayik from the pasuk, that a house, in order to be shayach to a nega, it has to have stones in it, wood in it, and dirt, or clay, in it. And it did not have any of that. And a nega came onto that house, and then they added a layer that had avanim, ve'etzim, v'afar as necessary. It's tahar, because a nega that appears in a non-nega vulnerable home does not become a nega after you turn the home into the type of home that is shayach for negoyim. Further, the same thing we would find, we've had this idea, a beged that was being woven, it did not have a shear of shalash al shalash etzba'ot, and a nega gets on to that beged before you complete it. Then you continue to weave, and now it becomes the necessary size and more. Now it's shalash al shalash. Even if the beged is still on it, it's tahar, because the nega has to appear, which is similar to the halacha of tas sevelo min ha'asui, except in reverse. the asiyah of the nega, its appearance has to be at a time in a place where it shayach to be a nega. And since ein abayit mitameh b'negaim ad sheyehe bo avanim ve'etzim ve'afar, so since the halacha is, now it's sort of doing what Mishnayos usually do. They tell you the psak and then they tell you the principle of the psak, right? So since the halacha is that a bayit cannot be metami b'negaim unless it has all three, if it only has two out of the three, it is not a nega susceptible home. And that's because the Torah says beferish in the din of netitsa, which we're going to be learning, where you have to rip down the house. So it says beferish, v'natatz et habayit, et avanav, ve'et etzav, ve'et kol afar habayit, which implies that in order for the parsha to be describing a house which had a nega and which required netitsa, there's got to be avanav, etzav, and afarav. And therefore, in these cases, you can't ex post facto validate the house and thereby validate the nega. And you cannot be metame a house that doesn't have the walls that has the necessary materials. Now, how much of these materials, that we'll see in the next Mishnah.